It doesn't mean to say that a person has to succeed in doing Ramadan. That's not the point. It's the fact that they try and do it. The succeeding is nothing, really. That's not the important thing. The main thing is the struggle. You make a struggle. It's not that you have to succeed. That's no one is then put down on that score, so long as a person tries. It's the trying that's the most important thing. The object of a teaching like this teaching, although we don't labour it very much, is the fact that if you have a teacher, he gives you something to do. If he says to you, you should try and do Ramadan, when I talk about it in a general way, I say to people, it's a good idea to try it, like that. But to some individual person, I might say, you want to do Ramadan. If I say that to them, that you want to do Ramadan, then that means to say that I'm doing something for them. I'm telling them that they should do it. That's a thing that they're being told through myself as their teacher to do. Now, when they don't do it, then it's vanity. You see what I'm getting at? In relation to this that we're talking about, it is a vanity of thinking that you know, the person knows best, that they won't do it, that they know best. You've got to bring your conscience up. You're seeing what you should do. If you keep pushing it down as a thing that you're pushing it down, then that is very, very bad for you in your own spiritual evolution. But if you say, okay, well, I'll see that and I'll try and do it, and you're not up to it and you can't do it, but you try, then you're all right. You clear yourself. Because your own part in you will get stronger as you try and tackle the things, it will then grow stronger, and that's the raising of your conscience up.